You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
This one might not ever be a single. Just something on my heart I had to sing you.
Well, folks, there's a little movie you might want to watch tonight. It's called Truth Be Told, a new made-for-TV family movie starring Candace Cameron Buried. David James Elliott, otherwise known as the guy from JAG. Ronnie Cox, tonight, 8 o'clock, 7 Central on Fox. And joining us at this particular point in time is the woman who just celebrated her 41st birthday. Candace, I got to tell you, you don't look a day over 34. Well done for you.
Oh, thanks, Drew. I can't believe when we celebrated our birthdays together that you turned 60. I mean, you look amazing.
What is wrong with her? What is wrong with this woman?
Please keep it up, Candace.
Well, truth be told, you really are 34, correct?
Truth be told, turn 35.
No, you're 34, and just stay at that number, please. Don't ever get older. You're like my little sister, and you're not going to hit 35 ever. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hey, I got to get in a little bit of TMZ juicy gossip here for a second, and I hope TMZ does not get a hold of this. Candace, can you tell me about this mugshot that's all over the news this morning? It's quite concerning, actually. Obviously, you were arrested and processed by the police, fingerprinted, photographed. What happened? Because you've got this picture of this frizzy hairdo going on, and you look like Gary Busey.
Hey, no. That is not nice.
No?
No, that would be me on vacation in Florida. And there's a... Did you hear that?
Who's that?
Who do you think that is?
That would be young Val, I'm assuming.
Yes, that would be Val making fun of you right now.
So truth be told, you weren't actually arrested.
I was not arrested. We are on vacation in South Florida, and there's a lot of humidity.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean,
girlfriend. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah, right. I know, because you have such a full head of hair.
Don't even. All right, so the other thing I'm a little bothered about, Candace Cameron Bure, is...
Bure?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Is Val going to have to come with a hockey stick and
hurt
you?
No, I don't need lumber. I do not need lumber. Why didn't you come to me for advice? You're playing the role of a relationship talk show host, and you didn't even come to me.
Really, Drew? Really? You had to ask that.
What? Okay, you don't actually need any advice from me on anything, do you, kid?
No.
Oh, man. Are you sensing a theme? Are you getting the theme?
That's why you love me so much.
Yeah, whatever. 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 Make it or break it. Fantastic show. You're in season 9 or something now. It's going on quite well. Right. But what happened to Sasha? No more garlic kisses, I guess. Is that really what we're talking about here right now?
I'll give you the inside scoop. There was no kissing Sasha this season.
Oh. So is Sasha gone?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Oh. Okay, but hold on. Does somebody just disappear for a season and then come back? You can't tell me that either.
Well, just because someone's gone now doesn't mean they're gone for the entire season.
All right. Well, truth be told.
Intent.
Truth be told. Sasha does look a little bit like that hefty hunk of steaming junk you're married to.
This is true.
Yeah.
Val is so uber attractive, they tried to find someone that would just slightly even resembled him that could, you know.
Yeah. By the way, nice guns. I was looking at a little picture there, and everybody had their shirts off and flexing. Well, not everybody.
Right?
Not everybody, Candace. But
I did not have my shirt off.
No, let's
the
just...
The boys had their shirts off. I kept my shirt on.
Good for you. Good for you. I've heard you're a person of integrity, so good for you. Seriously, the guns on you, woman. Way to go.
I've been working out. I've been lifting weights. I'm pretty proud of them.
And it's nice to see that Val has kept up his beautiful physique from Battle of the Blades. I mean, that dude buffed up big time for that contest, and he's still, his pecs are massive.
The family who works out together.
swells up.
Really good together.
Okay,
swells up together. So for all the listeners, if they want to see that picture, they have to go to my Twitter account, which is Candace C. Bure, and they can find the picture that we're talking about. Val's modeling and trying on clothes for me right now. We just went to the outlet stores in Florida, and we got some good deals.
Nice.
So he's giving me a fashion show.
Let me tell you, the Beach Boys were just up this way at Falls View Casino, and truth be told, they are much better with John Stamos in their group. Much better.
Really? They didn't have him there?
No, he was there. He was there, and I'm just saying... It's a good move having John Stamos. What was his name? What was his character's name again on Full House?
Uncle Jesse.
Right. John's great.
John really is great when he plays with the Beach Boys. I'm sure when he plays any time, but I do love him with the Beach Boys.
I do remember him playing with a bunch of friends in a cabin up in the mountains, a snowy getaway, and he was playing guitar, and his floppy flock of seagulls hair was bouncing all over the place, and. And yet
you just watch Full House episodes before you get me on the phone. You can make a lot of jokes, Drew.
I heard Candace.
Think that your callers, I think they need to call in, Drew, and take a vote. Should Drew Marshall be harassing Candace Cameron Bure this much every time he calls? Should Candace not be doing the Drew Marshall show anymore? Callers, will you call in and answer?
No, they're not going to. We don't.
Find it amusing.
Nobody listens to the show. You know that. Candace, I heard that you actually squealed when you got the phone call that Reshaping It All hit the New York Times bestsellers list. Is that true?
I did. I squealed. I squealed like a little...
stuck pig.
Junior high school girl. Yeah, okay. Or stuffed pig. Thanks, Drew.
No, okay.
Every woman wants to be compared to a stuffed pig.
Okay. What did it sound like? Can you give us a rendition of that squeal? What the heck was that?
I don't know. It was going to kind of sound like Deliverance for a second, yeah. So I tried to change it up.
Oh, man. And she's a great banjo player as well.
Ronnie Cox, who's in the movie, truth be told, was in the movie Deliverance. It was his first film he ever did.
What a lovely segue. Ladies and gentlemen, Candace Cameron Bure, segwayer of the century. I hear that you've been cheating on me a little bit, Candace, and I'm a little crushed by this, that you've been seen on another show hosted by another Drew. Not happy with that, by the way.
But you will be happy to know that when I sent out my little email list for prayers before I went on the show, my mom sent me this nice email back that said, I'll be praying extra hard because I'm so concerned for Drew's salvation, and it just breaks my heart, and I will be praying that your light shines through, and he'll, you know, she wrote me this, and then I went, Mom, that's so awesome, but it's a different Drew that I'm going on. Oh, okay, well, I'm still praying for Drew Marshall, but I'll pray for you on the Dr. Drew show, too.
Well,
how awesome is that? I love my mom.
Your mom is the bomb. Seriously, she is. She is. And you, darling, looked fantastic on the Dr. Drew show. I loved the hair, darling. Loved the hair.
Oh, thank you. You actually watched it?
Yeah. Listen, you have no idea what kind of a stalker I really am.
I kind of do. It's a little scary.
Get out of here. All right, so listen, 1995, you were 18 years old when Full House ended, and I heard someone say that you weighed 25 pounds more than you do now, 16 years later and 3 kids later. And this is the synopsis for the book. You got so tired of everyone coming up telling you how gorgeous and hot you are that you said, okay, I can't handle it anymore. I got to put a book out and tell everyone this. And then you can say, read the book, right?
Well, yeah. It wasn't because I, you know.
What?
Drew.
What?
Your listeners are going to think I'm
vain?
Very egotistical and vain. I am vain. Egotistical, I hope not.
No. Let's talk about how many shoes you have, Candace. Come on.
Drew, I bought 2 pairs of shoes at the outlet stores. I saved so much money. They're gorgeous. Can I just tell you?
Oh, my goodness.
Gorgeous.
I'm very happy for you. Now, listen, this is a serious question, Candace. Food apparently was just a substitute for something else you were missing in your life, right? Something that you needed. I've heard you say that. I've heard, many interviews.
Yes.
But you've never actually been, not that I've heard you say, sort of specific on what was missing in your life back then that you actually hunkered down into food?
Well, Drew, I'm sorry. It wasn't you. I know that's the answer that you're looking for.
I really do. I wanted it to be. No, really. What was it? Was it just the growing?
Oh, God. No, it was God and Jesus, because that's when my relationship completely changed with food, was when I got right with God and was right with God. I ran to him for emotional comfort instead of food.
Okay. All right. I just thought there was...
Yes, we're getting serious. What did you want me to say?
No, well, I didn't know. I didn't know if there was some trauma that you did. You know, I wanted you to divulge some deep personal traumatic experience for the first time ever on my show. That's really what I wanted. But your answer is always Jesus.
True. But it's the truth, because we're honest. Truth be told, I did not have a traumatic childhood or anything like that. I was lonely in my early years of marriage while my husband was on the road, and I just started eating a lot and running to food for comfort. Hmm. And then it created some very bad patterns in my life that I had to change, and only God helped me get those right.
One of the funniest moments in television in the last year that I've seen was when you were on a little show called The Today Show during the final hour with Kathy Lee Gifford, I think is her name, and Hoda Kotb. And Kathy says to you, "So are you doing any acting these days? Are you doing any?" And here's Candace, "Kathy Lee." That was the best.
That was the best. It was. I had to call her out. I love her, love her, love her. And when she tried to cover it up really well. She's like, "No, I know you're on TV, and that's why I want you to share with tell everyone what you're doing now."
Yeah.
Like, oh, nice, Kathy.
Yeah. Well, what have you got planned, Candace Cameron Bure, for your 15-year anniversary to Battle of the Blades champion Valerie?
Oh, we don't have anything planned yet.
Oh, my goodness. You two are sickeningly in love, and you've got nothing planned for this big anniversary? Are you kidding me?
We were thinking about going on a Mediterranean cruise, but we're waiting to hear whether my show, Make It or Break It, is getting picked up or not. Because I can't schedule anything if I'm working. So we'll have to wait, but maybe, I don't know. I was going to say something funny, and I decided not.
You decided not? Well, let me help. I have heard through the grapevine that, you know how there's celebrity cruises out there? I think you've done one. You did one with Carrie, did you not? Or maybe a conference with... Anyway, celebrity cruises. And I've heard that the Olsen twins have a celebrity cruise, so maybe that's the one you should go on.
For real? I mean, not for real. For real?
All right, let's
that
just...
That is so silly. Christian cruises, by the way, not celebrity cruises.
Oh, yeah.
They're like the music boat cruise or the girls' getaway cruise. They're great. We have a blast on them. You only wish you could go.
Oh, yeah.
You only wish.
Can you believe
you're jealous.
Can you believe it's been 15 years since you threw your bouquet into the chandelier where it stayed?
It's true, Drew Marshall. How do you find all of these very odd facts about me and my life?
Creeper.
I did. I threw my bouquet for all the girls, and I threw it way too hard, and it stuck up in the chandelier in the ballroom. I think it's still there.
Oh, that's gross. That's just, yeah. All right, listen, the world is excited for a couple of reasons. One, tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox, 7 o'clock Central, Truth Be Told will air, and Candace Cameron Bure is in this movie. And the other reason we're all excited is because finally you're going to stop tweeting about it.
I know. I've been tweeting a whole lot about it, but I'm really hoping, in all honesty, that a lot of people watch this movie and support Family Movie Night, because if the numbers show up and there's a lot of support, there will be more programming like this. And that is one of the things that I'm on a mission to do back in being in the acting world and in Hollywood, is that I would really love to see more family programming, not just children's programming, but something that the whole family can enjoy together. So tune in. Even through the commercials during the two-hour movie will be family-friendly.
Oh,
so you're not going to see, like, you know...
Viagra?
Exactly.
Although that is family friendly. You don't get any more family friendly than Viagra, I'm saying. You know, anyway.
No embarrassment over the commercials when your kids are watching.
That's good. That's good. So. There is a little 6 degrees of separation here. Next week on our show, our Easter special, a gentleman by the name of Danny Gokey will be joining us.
And he is?
Yes, and he's also in this movie tonight, correct?
Yes, he is. He had a cameo in the movie, and he sings 2 songs in it, which are fantastic. And I love Danny. I had lunch with him that day he was on the set. And what a cool guy, what a humble guy, and his charity work that he does in honor of his wife was just, it's just unbelievable. I'm so excited that he's on your show.
As am I, as am I.
And wait, did I read right, is on your tweet, is Tenley from Bachelorette?
She's on next, right after you.
She's on, will you tell her I said hi? I got to meet her at the Emmy party last year. And my BFF, Delaney, is a huge Bachelorette or Bachelor fan, and so we took pictures, and she was so sweet, too. And so we tweet back and forth.
Oh, wow. I'm feeling,
you
know
what? I said hi.
Wait a second. How come we don't tweet?
I'm trying to make you jealous.
Why don't we tweet back and forth, Candace? I don't understand.
I didn't know you were on Twitter.
No, seriously, you are cold. You're one cold woman. Heartless. I really do wish the best for you. I like you, and I love teasing you, and we have a lot of fun. And I really hope that Make It or Break It gets picked up for many, many seasons. Are you worried about that at all? Is that a constant worry every year, or just maybe weirder this year?
I mean, it's not a constant worry, but it's just something that you never know in this business. And I know at the network that we're on, ABC Family, they're going through a lot of changes, so... We honestly don't know if we'll be picked up or not.
Right. Okay. Well, I do.
We'll
I hope that it's a great show. It really is. I've spoken to many people about it. Lots of fans, of course. I think really every person that watches the show is on your Twitter feed somehow.
Probably.
Yeah. So and will you do me a favor? Will you give your stud muffin husband there? Can you try to wrap your arms around his ginormous chest and give him a big hug for me, please?
Yes, I will.
Folks, tonight on Fox. Okay, no, I didn't say that. Tonight on Fox, 8 o'clock, Truth Be Told, 7 o'clock Central. It's a great family flick. Get the family, sit around and watch it. And then, you know what you should do also is send a little note to Walmart and just say, hey, thanks. This is good stuff. This means a lot to have this kind of Actually, I'm meeting a lady next week. No, the week after in New York who's on the board of Procter & Gamble. And is there anything you want me to say to her? Shall I suck up to her at all for you?
Just praise family movie night.
Okay.
It's not about me, Drew. It's about everyone watching.
You're so humble. I could learn a few things from you, that's for sure. Candace Cameron Bure on The Drew Marshall Show. Lovely to chat with you, darling.
Thanks, Drew. It's always a pleasure and a good laugh.
All right. Take
love
care.
Love you.
I love you, too. Bye. Bye. She's a fun girl. All right. Short break. We're going to be right back with the former contestant on The Bachelor. A couple of years ago, Tenley Molzan. Gee, the first question is how
Molzan. I'm going with Molzan.
Molzan?
Zahn.
I don't care. I don't care how she pronounces her name. Every person I've talked to is in love with this girl. She came off as incredibly authentic, very genuine, just a beautiful person inside and out. You know, you hear that all the time. Oh, a beautiful person inside and out. This is a beautiful person inside and out.
So kind of the opposite of us.
Very opposite of us. We'll be right back. I believe.
Yeah, when he died on Calvary. You look marvelous.
Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show, and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our 4-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.